Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Second Guess. Mike D'Attilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Big John.
How are you?
Hey, but Big John, I'm doing awesome, and I think you are. I know you were a little disappointed last night with the Steelers, but I know you don't have to. So it kind of makes emotions.
I have no love for the Cowgirls, the ladies from Irving. You know, I did say last week that I was, you know, really rooting for them to beat the 49ers, but what I probably should have said was that I was rooting for the 49ers to beat the ladies from Irving and then root for the 49ers to lose this coming weekend.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I beg absolution, as Buddy would have had me do. But I tell you what, I thought I enjoyed watching all those Alabama fraternity boys crying last week in the loss to Georgia. But the priceless look of despair on the faces of the Dallas fans that the cameras kept giving the nation yesterday was just simply worth the trouble of watching that. And it had me smiling over my shrimp po' boy. For some reason, my shrimp po' boy never tasted so well in all my life.
Well, the thing is, Big John, the game wasn't over and they were already giving up.
Yeah, that was the best part, is that, you know, a Saints fan is going to stand there and they're going to say, there's still hope. We still got a shot. They're just sitting there like, we've lost this game. It's like, that's not real fans. You know, I'm sorry, Dallas, but yep, that's not real fans. And I can't help but chuckle and enjoy the misery that Jerry Jones is probably going through right now. He has to feel so miserable, especially when he realizes that plastic surgery is not going to be able to fix his mood or his ego. So what an absolute bomb by a team that many had already anointed to at least go to the NFC Championship. Let's not take away from the fact that Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers came out and took care of business yesterday. I mean, they absolutely controlled the line of scrimmage. They played a suffocating defense even without Joey Bosa in the second half. And, you know, meanwhile, you got the ladies from Irving dropping passes, you know, committing penalty after penalty. Yeah. And they could not even remember. I mean, this is a classic definition of spitting the bit, which is a phrase I like to use from time to time. They could not even remember that you hand the ball to the umpire, not spot it yourself, when the clock is running low.
Big John, they probably didn't practice that. So does that come back to coaching?
Or they had a big brain fart. Either way, yeah. you can say coaching it. You know what exists in Dallas is what I think is an excellent amalgamation of talent, but not a very good team. And you contrast that with the cohesion that the Saints showed this year. The Saints had every reason to fall apart at the seams the whole season long, with all the injuries, with all the COVID diagnoses.
It's amazing we were 9-8. It's amazing we're 9-8 instead of like 6-11.
I would have said 5-12 even. Okay. I mean, you could have gone that way. Instead, they win 9 games. And, you know, other than Rich Bisaccia over in Las Vegas, Sean Payton really needs to be considered for Coach of the Year, given the circumstances.
Adversity, yeah.
So, you know, you coach through adversity and almost make the playoffs. It speaks for itself. Now, look, there's nobody. I'm among those that are rooting hardest for Joe Burrow, even if my Pittsburgh wife's not going to let me root for the Bengals. But I was pleased that he was able to break the playoff drought in Cincinnati. I mean, that franchise been down so long. You know, they got a really second-rate owner in Mike Brown. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, you just have to be happy for that fan base, even though they don't know how to say hoot at properly over there.
Yeah, hoot at.
Yeah, who dat? I don't know what that's all about. Look, I think it's going to be tough for him to take the Bengals past Tennessee.
I agree. I'll tell you,
when it comes to the divisional round, and the divisional round is where the best football is often played in the whole year, anything can happen. But I'm telling you guys, the one I'm really looking forward to is Sunday night, Kansas City and Buffalo. That is going to be a game to watch. I mean, you all mentioned Josh Allen, 7-7. I mean, he went out there with a massive chip on his shoulder against New England.
Belichick,
and did to New England and Belichick what many a fan in Buffalo have been wanting to do for a long time. I think that Buffalo was nothing but a bunch of Bobby A. Bears, and New England was a bunch of Dallas Cowboys.
But that can't be their Super Bowl, Big John. Beating New England can't be their Super Bowl.
Well, no. And the one thing, Big John, what I've agreed with you and Mike, I think this is the key. The way this Buffalo Bills team is structured was to beat Kansas City in the future. And what I say by that, guess who's the number one pass defense in the National Football League? The Buffalo Bills. It's to play Patrick Mahomes and stop their passing attack.
I feel better if Tre'Davious White was playing.
Yeah,
but Trey got hurt against the Saints. And,
but
those safeties are really good.
It's still – that was their goal. That was their goal.
Yes.
Even above the AFC East, they were like saying, how can we overcome Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs the way they structured it? To me, if Josh Allen plays like he played against the Patriots, hell yeah, they got a chance against the Chiefs.
I agree.
It might be. Whoever has the ball last wins.
I agree with that.
I mean, it could be that kind of game.
It's almost like an over game, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah, you would think.
The way these two teams can move the football, both quarterbacks making plays. But, man, you know, again, the mentality is we got to get past New England. They've done that now. That cannot be their Super Bowl. They got to take this to the next step now. And make sure that you take care of business against Kansas City.
And Big John, what I love, it's Buffalo and Kansas City. Come on. Those are blue-collar cities. Think of Kansas City and think of Buffalo and New York. I mean, come on.
Midwest and New York. I mean,
those people are like we are. Look at Arrowhead Stadium, the Chief fan base, how loud they are. Look at the Bills Mafia. How they respond. They like the Houdat Nation. So, listen, I will never poo-poo the Chiefs or the Bills because they're like us. It's not no prima donna major market. Even Nashville, Tennessee. I like all the teams involved, like Cincinnati. It'd be interesting to see. You'd be anti-Ram and all that. But looking at the AFC, the teams that are involved, Mike, come on. It's like a blue-collar just pack a lunch, bring your lunch pail to work. Come on.
You can count on your hand, Bobby, the number of cities, NFL cities, in which you go to a game and it's like a college football atmosphere.
Yeah, you're
obviously,
right.
Obviously, Green Bay, obviously the Saints, but Kansas City and Buffalo, they don't care if it's 0 degrees out there.
They're out there tailgating and
cooking away, okay?
Guys, just think of this. If the Rams win tonight, you don't think that's going to be the play all week long? Rams, Bucks.
Oh, they're going to.
Stafford, Brady.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man, they are going to beat that drum until you can't get it beaten anymore.
That's like a movie star game. That's like the Hollywood. You got the Rams and you got Tom Brady and the Bucks. For sure. But blue collar, no, I would not say where Tampa Bay's at. Or where the Rams are at, that would be blue collar. Come on.
No, that's not a blue collar game, and that game's on Saturday. The Buffalo Kansas City game is going to be Sunday.
Right.
The last game, that's going to have the whole nation's attention fixed. After they've said, Brady's, then they'll come back the next day and it'll be Mahomes and Josh Allen.
It'll be Mahomes,
and those
Josh Allen.
Are the two up and comers.
Hey, Big John, I think you'd agree with this. That's why the NFL right now in this day and age.
It's
must-see TV.
It's great theater.
It's reality TV at its best. I mean, come on.
You think I'd agree with you? You think I'm right? I think you're right. Okay? Absolutely. This may be one of the best weekends of football ever.
Guys, too, is, and Michael Lombardi has put out an article stating that the Cowboys would have interest in bringing in Sean Payton, okay? And he made a misstep with the fact that he's in the final year of his contract. Actually, in 2019, Sean Payton signed a five-year extension with the Saints. So Mike, who I think does a good job, I think he's being fed some bad information here. Come on, Sean Payton has full autonomy here with the Saints. That's not going to happen in Dallas. But again, I'm getting a lot of text about what do you think about Lombardi's comments. My thing is, Sean Payton, if he coaches in 2022, and I know one day he might be in the television booth. He might decide that that's what he wants to do. But he's not coaching the Cowboys.
I can tell you right now, Gail Benson.
So Mike's a little bit off.
Gail Benson, I tell, who's that, Mike Lombardi?
Mike Lombardi.
I can tell you right now, Gail Benson and the Saints will pay Sean Payton any amount of money what Dallas would pay to keep his behind home, to keep him right here in the Big Easy.
Now, is that being spread by an agent?
That might be by an agent.
Because, listen, like Bobby can tell you, agents do the dirty work. So, you know, man, they spread that out, and then he gets a raise. Okay, I get it. It's all about money.
Would Sean Payton want to go to Dallas and have to put up with Jerry Jones? He likes Jerry Jones. They probably go have a glass of wine or a bottle of wine, whatever, and they hang out. But Sean, because he's had such a great track record, he basically, Mickey Loomis respects him, Dennis Lauscher, Gail Benson, everybody involved with Sean Payton, they know who's the man. They know who's the man. And that's why, to me, for Sean Payton to leave New Orleans, why would you leave New Orleans when you have all this authority and go put up with Jerry Jones in Dallas? Hell no.
That's not going to happen. Now, I'm not saying one day he might decide to take, because listen, NFL coaching and college coaching has a way of wearing you down.
Right.
It does have a wear and tear on you.
Anxiety and all that.
And so one day he might be somewhere doing television, but he's not leaving the Saints to go to Dallas.
Because between him and Mike Tomlin, who's coached more for their teams than those two cats? I mean, come on, think of Mike Tomlin and Sean Payton. You know, it used to be it might even still be like the average. Like if you last 9 years in one place, that's a long time. I never forget this. Jeff Fisher lasted, I want to say, 17 years with the Titans. When the Oilers went to Nashville, he was part of the transition from the Oilers to the Titans. Then he lasted 17 years. They went to Super Bowl. Remember, they played the Rams in Atlanta, and they lost. And eventually, he was gone. Then he parlayed that into the St. Louis Rams. But, Mike, Sean Payton's getting at the point right now that it's almost a couple of decades. So there's going to be a time and case in point, I should say, where Sean says, I want to go in a different direction. I just don't think it's now. Now, I'm not saying.
Because if he coaches in 2022, he will be back with the Saints. So yeah. I think either Mike's being told that to drum up the price, so to speak, to get him a little bit of extra money, or maybe Mike's being fed some bad information.
Now, 2025?
Because Mike's a normal
That's
a good
not
guy.
That long ago, like 2025, a long time from now. But it is a long time because we all worried about 2022. But I would be surprised because I think Sean would maybe go in a different direction in 2025. Because that's two decades.
That's a good long ride.
That's like. That's unheard of. So, but right now, I don't think Sean Payton's going anywhere.
I agree with that. Big John,
let me tell you this, guys.
I know Miss Gail Benson would take care of him.
Oh, yeah, no question. Go ahead, Big John.
And that's exactly. Let me tell you this about that. Gail Benson and Mickey Loomis and Dennis Loss would say, you don't simply have enough draft picks in all existence for us to give this man up. Yeah. As simple as that. You know, I agree.
I absolutely. Thank you, Big John. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Got to go to break. We'll be back here with more Second Guess right here on the Big 870.
In about 3 or 4 years.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Second Guess here, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Joe in Mandeville. Joe, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Yo, Mike.
Hey, Joe.
Robert.
Oh, Joe, give it to him, Robert.
Joe,
listen.
Joe, tell me.
You got the Cowboys on blast, okay? You know, let's reflect on the season, shall we?
Yeah, we can reflect on it.
Did you go to the playoffs, Robert? I'm just asking.
Wait, they're
going
to
the playoffs. Last time I checked, y'all didn't go to the playoffs.
Oh, you talking about the Saints going to the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah,
no, but listen, if the Cowgirls had the adversity of the Saints, they probably would have won five or six games.
Now,
considering
when
the
we played the Saints in the Superdome, did you win or did you lose? Did you win game or what?
We basically had our third string quarterback who's like a jack of all trades. Yeah. He's not a guy.
Funny you brought that up because you sure didn't say that last year when we were on our third or fourth quarterback, okay? So,
well, you mean your third or fourth quarterback last year
when
Dak Prescott broke his leg?
On your part. Okay.
Listen, Joe, you got to be so disappointed. You got to be so disappointed.
You got the whole hour to talk about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me just say this, Robert. Cowgirls, you keep saying cowgirls, and that big clown down there saying ladies of Irving. The last time I checked, you got your ass kicked by the Cowboys. Does that really look good when you get beat by a girl? That's all I'm asking.
Does it really look good
when you get your ass beat by a girl?
Yes,
That's all I'm saying.
Always good when the Dallas Cowgirls don't live up to expectations and they choke in the postseason when Jerry Jones would sell his soul to the devil to win another Super Bowl.
But the Saints don't sell
their soul to the devil. Okay, the Saints have won a Super Bowl way previous or recent.
The Cowgirls. What have you done for me lately?
Yes.
You always use that line. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, and what has the Cowgirls won a Super Bowl the last 21st century? I mean, the last quarter
like
of a century, 1990s?
Mid-90s?
Come on. Come on.
Joe, listen.
Okay, let's count the Texas Longhorns also, a team that you love.
Yeah.
Man, they can't even
you
hire
can
a damn coach.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Texas Longhorns.
This is for Joe.
The Dallas Cowgirls, they have not been relevant as of late. Come on. Think about that.
Who went to the playoffs this year, Bobby? That's all I'm asking.
Okay, went to the playoffs. What are you supposed to get, like a bonus?
And who,
it's all about championships.
And who did not go? Okay. So
you now want to go to the playoffs. Jerry Jones don't think that way. Listen, Jerry Jones don't feel that way. Come on. He wants to win championships. He's thinking of Jimmy Johnson. He's even thinking of Barry Switzer. You know how long that is to Jerry Jones? He's almost dead. He would sell his soul to the devil to win another Super Bowl. Come on. Think about that. You know that. Come on. Come on, Tony.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call. We appreciate
Tony,
it.
Call him, Tony.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
Irrelevant, and the Dallas Cowgirls are irrelevant. Right now. Sorry, Joe. Failed to pay the players at Texas. Hopefully. We'll see what happens.
Hey. Number one, like you said, instead of tackling the
Mike Dottiglia for BetMGM. BetMGM is coming soon to Louisiana, and you can sign up right now with a special early registration offer. Open a BetMGM account today, and you'll receive $200 in free bets when you use the bonus code MikeD200. It's the best way to be ready for action the moment BetMGM begins accepting wagers, and there's no deposit required. Sign up today with the bonus code MikeD200, and you'll receive $200 in free bets at BetMGM. There's nothing like winning at the king of sportsbooks. New customers only. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. We're finishing up here on hour number two of the Second Guest Show. BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season. And now we're giving you a chance to win cash money prizes. BetQL's Giving Props is a free way to play contest that runs throughout the pro football postseason. This is how it works. Each playoff round, BetQL will post 10 prop bets, and the person with the most correct picks each wins $2,000. Easy, right? And that's not all. Just by signing up, you'll be automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Go to BetQL.com/props to sign up. That's BetQL.com/props. You can make your picks and win cash with BetQL. We'll be back with more Second Guess here from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after the news break here on the Big 870.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.